Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
10 minutes now ahead of 8 o'clock here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Joe Anderson in for Dave Lee today. And with the leaves turning, I guess, and the calendar turning, it's time to maybe play some hockey here in the state of Minnesota. I know the youth associations have their warm-ups going on. I know the high school teams have their captains' practices. The Gophers and the other colleges, both men's and women's, are on the ice, so it only serves to reason that the Minnesota Wild will be next. They got the media day out of the way yesterday, and now they hit the ice today over in St. Paul at the Trier Rink. And Wild General Manager Bill Guerin joins us now. And Bill, first of all, welcome to town. I can't imagine you could have a more chaotic end of the summer than you've had, but a good end of the summer, getting hired to run this franchise and then kind of jump in as things are moving pretty quickly towards starting the season.
It has been pretty chaotic, but I have enjoyed every single day of it. It's like I said in my press conference, this is a dream job, and just really, really excited to be in this market, to be in this city, and to be associated with this team. I'm really excited to get going.
And you get going today. It'll be nice to get players on the ice. I know they've had some captain's practices and some skates going on over in Edina, but it has to be good to get your coaching staff out there with them. And you have a lot of players in camp, 69, 70 players out there this morning?
Yeah, we do. You know what? We just felt that there were some players from the rookie tournament that really deserved an invite. And, you know, you never know what can happen, but you know, we laid it out for the young kids before we went up to Traverse City that there's opportunity here. And, you know, if you play hard, you play well, you're going to get an opportunity to come to big camp. And, you know, that's why we have so many.
It's part of the experience too, right? Learning how to be a professional, to be out there. And even if you're not on the ice with the Zach Parises and Mikko Koivus of the world, you get to watch how they go about their business. And I think there's nothing but value there for a young player.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the more we can get our young players around guys like Parise, Suter, Koivu, the better. You see why, you see what they do on a daily basis and why they've been such elite players in this league for so long. And, you know, even if they're, yeah, like you said, not on the ice with them or they're even on the same, you know, team in training camp, they're around them and they see what they do.
I thought last season the impact of the injuries to Matt Dumba and Mikko Koivu, they really hurt this team. You're taking two of your primetime players out of the lineup, and it sounds like both are healthy and ready to go for the upcoming season. I'm sure you'll be keeping a close eye on them. But what is the health report on those two and then the rest of your roster?
They're great. They're ready to go. We'll keep a close eye on both of them. I mean, we don't want to do anything that's going to put them in harm's way. So we'll just monitor them closely day by day. But they're healthy and ready to go. I know they're both anxious to get out there.
So you've been around now long enough, I presume, to kind of go back and take a look at last season. What jumps out to you in terms of this roster and this team, that one or two things that they can be better at that will take, maybe live up to the expectations? I think you've got a lot of talent on this roster, and I think you have the ability to get to the postseason. But if there's a couple of things that you'd like to see as the general manager, what would they be?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is for everybody to take a step. I think we need, you know, obviously we need our older players to lead the way and to stay healthy. We need that middle tier of guys to make another step. And we need our younger players, you know, Greenway, Fiala, guys like that to really just take that next step, have confidence and, you know, take charge and, you know, and push from the bottom up and challenge guys for jobs.
Wild General Manager Bill Guerin joins us. The Wild hit the ice at the Trier Rink in St. Paul today, opening up their training camp, getting ready for the season to start. Yeah, and you mentioned some of those guys, those younger guys, the Joel Eriksson X of the world and Jordan Greenways and Luke Kunin. I mean, that's where your future is and really where your present is now. They've all been around long enough that it's time for them to be a big part of this team.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's so many of them. There's, like you said, Eriksson Ek, there's Greenway Fiala, there's Kunin Donato. We really need these guys to you know, take leadership roles. It's time for them to, you know, to try and push. And, I mean, that's just the way things work. You know, you can't be a young guy forever. You need to, you know, make a stand and challenge for more ice time and more presence.
Fun weekend for the fans, too. They can head over to TRIA and watch practice at 9 a.m., and there's a scrimmage at 1 o'clock tomorrow on Saturday. Those are free. It's a fairly educated fan base, Bill. I assume you'll be ready to take suggestions from the fans when they're over there, because you know you're going to get them up here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll take them. I'll take all the help I can get.
Yeah, they'll give it to you, too. They know what they're talking about. Well, welcome to town. We're glad to have you, and we're really looking forward to the season and see how this Wild team moves forward.
All right, thanks a lot for having me on.
All right, Wild GM Bill Guerin getting things underway in St. Paul this weekend. Plenty still to come next hour. More debate talk, and Maxie will join us again. We'll talk a little Gopher football, too. All of that here on the Morning News with Dave Lee. I'm Joe Anderson on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.